afternoon, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome once again to our third special edition of Railbird Central today. It's the sixth round. The Packers have just added their newest member to the defense. It is an outside linebacker. His name is Nate Palmer of Illinois State. I have joining me on the phone Max Ginsburg, who did the tight ends and fullbacks for the for our draft day magazine. I don't know if we're going to get a tight end or a fullback, but Max, I'm glad to have you join me anyway.
I'm glad to be here, Brian. Thanks.
Well, Max, I know even though you didn't do the outside linebackers intimately, and I'm not sure if we can really break this guy down. He was kind of off my radar myself. But we can probably talk about the outside linebacker situation of the Green Bay Packers, at least. I know you watch the Packers every game intimately. You know, what's happening at this situation? They just signed Clay Matthews to a long-term deal. Is he worth being paid the highest outside linebacker in the NFL?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at you know, Matthews, and then on the other side of the ball, you look at Rodgers, and those two players, you take them out of either of their positions, the Packers are pretty much nothing. So I think, you know, those two are some of the best at their positions. I mean, Rodgers can be, that argument can be made for both of them. For Rodgers and Matthews, they're the best at their respective positions. So I think you got to pay them. And I was just thinking about it yesterday when Rodgers signed his contract. Everyone says Ted Thompson doesn't sign big free agents, stuff like that. He just had the two biggest signings of the offseason with Rodgers and Matthews. So I absolutely think they're worth it.
Okay, Clay Matthews is worth it, no doubt about it. And he's, you know, he's going to be a stud, and he's going to be worth every penny, at least in my opinion. There's more questions outside of Clay Matthews, however, and that's kind of how I think Nate Palmer will fit in. First of all, the Packers spent a first rounder last year at the position on Nick Perry. What's he going to be like this year, do you think, Max?
I think, you know, assuming he comes back from injury fine, I think the Packers are assuming that he's going to come in there and be the starter. He, you know, he'll have a year under his belt. He was starting to play pretty well before he went down. I think he was playing pretty injured all year, but he still seemed to look good before he went down an injury. And with those two, I mean, assuming he comes back, they look pretty good there. You know, you got to still worry about Matthews seems to miss a game or two every year, at least for the hamstring, but hopefully it doesn't recur again. And you have Desmond Moses as well. And I think that you know, Ted Thompson today is drafting for players that are going to make a difference in two or three years.
At the outside linebacker position, this is a place where both Eric Walden and Frank Zombo left in free agency this offseason. Do you kind of see this as a place where a rookie can come in and maybe not start with Clay Matthews and Nick Perry, but maybe find a spot on the roster and kind of be a backup kind of guy?
Yeah, I think you're definitely spot on there. You know, the departure of Walden and Zombo. Walden wasn't, you know, Packers are never going to match that kind of money. And Zombo just, you know, he had injury history as well. And I think that, you know, the Packers seem to be trying to shed some injured players this year. That's kind of been what's coming to light in the recently with the Packers moves. And, you know, so yeah, like I said, that I think this guy maybe contributes in a couple of years, but it doesn't mean he's not going to play some spot roles here and there, assuming he comes into camp and then looks good. I think he can play a role.
The only other outside linebacker that I can name on the team, and this is kind of one of the thinnest positions on the team because of those free agent departures, so he kind of steps into a good situation. But the one other guy he'll kind of be competing with is Desmond Moses, who really kind of impressed last year as an undrafted rookie. What did you see out of Desmond Moses, and what do you think his future is? Do you think he'll compete for playing time? What do you think about Moses?
Yeah, he showed some explosiveness and just, you know, ability to get the quarterback. I remember last year, I remember which game it was. He got flagged near the end of the season and that, you know, for hitting the quarterback too hard and whatever it was, it seemed like a great play. But he seems to be able to get at the quarterback. And, you know, he was a little raw coming out. He was undrafted free agent, and, you know, he made the team, you know, somewhat unexpectedly. And so I think the Packers have high hopes for him, and he'd be a great third guy to get in the rotation. Assuming, you know, you look at how hard Clay Matthews plays, and, you know, can he play every down? You hope he can, but you don't want him to wear down. So you rotate a guy in, and that's what maybe Moses or in between Perry and all those three kind of coming in and out. I think you have a pretty good rotation, and, you know, maybe this kid coming in can fill in a role there as well.
Well, that's the outside linebacker situation. Max, you did the tight end breakdown for our draft guide. You did the fullbacks. Is there a chance that the Packers will take one of these guys in the seventh round? And maybe, do you have a name, an underrated guy who is flying under the radar, could be a guy to name, a name to watch late on?
Names? I'm not sure yet, but I don't think they're going to take a fullback. You know, I think that the two running backs, I think there's already no room for any running backs anymore on this team.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Today. But the tight end, I kind of expect either, you know, Ted to take a seventh round flyer on somebody or bring an undrafted guy and doesn't get picked. There were a lot of good tight ends this year. It was a really deep draft class, and I don't think I've been kind of, you know, paying attention here and there. Just a little busy here with little kids running around here. But so who's been drafting us? I'm not exactly sure who hasn't gone yet, but there were a lot of players that were going to be available in the seventh round or even undrafted that were still quality tight ends that could come in, you know, maybe fill a role this year. If not, you know, be developed and be kind of a project. But I think I wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see Ted get a guy in the last round or bring a couple guys in free agency or undrafted free agency afterwards in terms of just solidifying the position, getting more depth and just some camp bodies at the very least.
Speaking of, you're talking about how you're busy at home there with your family. This was kind of your rendezvous with Cheesehead TV and Pro Football Draft Preview. Max, this is it. This was his last contribution. He's going to concentrate on his family started. You've got now you just have a newborn, right, in addition to a two-year-old?
Yeah, not two yet. So newborn is just about a month old, and so we got two kids under two here. So I don't have a whole lot of time to do much else in my life right now.
I imagine you're busy. Do they? Obviously, it's. What do you do with the kids? Do they go to daycare when you work, or how's that going?
Yep. Yeah. No. I'm a teacher, so I have about six more weeks of school left, and. The one, my toddler's at daycare, and then my newborn is home with her mother, and we will both have the summer off. So my wife and I will both have the summer off, and then we'll have all the kids home with us. And we'll, you know, enjoy the Minneapolis summer here.
And your wife's a teacher too?
No, she's an attorney. Actually, she works for the county, but she took a 5-month leave, so we'll have some time together.
Gotcha. You got some maternity leave coming up. So, well, Max, I appreciate everything you did during your time at Cheesehead TV, and appreciate the breakdown you did this year. I don't know if we'll grab a tight end or a fullback, but regardless, thank you for all the time you put in. And well, don't be a stranger. We'll keep in touch, all right?
Absolutely. And, yeah, and thank you, Brian, for everything. And hopefully it's just it's just a little bit of a hiatus, a little bit of a break from Cheesehead TV, and I'll make my way back when I find a little more time.
Sounds good. Take care, Max, all right?
Yeah, you too, Brian. Thanks.
Okay, see ya, Max. Max Ginsburg of our Pro Football Draft Preview Guide joining us here at Cheesehead TV. Even though they didn't take a tight end or a fullback, where he did the tight ends, maybe looking toward a tight end a little bit later. So... we'll be waiting for that. And you know what though, regardless of what happens, the Packers do have 3 7th rounders. I am going to call Andrew Garda at Radio City Music Hall just because I want the live breakdown from where the action is happening, no matter what position the Packers take. But I've said this all day long here. Now, Andrew did the quarterbacks and the wide receivers. They got to take one of those positions, right? One of them before the day's over. They got three left. Whether they could trade up yet one more time, they have the ammunition to do so. We'll see. What if they do this? Could this happens once in a while? What if they trade with another team? They trade one of their seventh rounders this year for a sixth rounder in 2014. I'm just throwing stuff out there. I don't know if that's realistic or not. It does happen every once in a while, but whether the Packers are in discussions about that with any team remains to be seen. But regardless, we are getting to the point here where it's we're going to start be talking about the undrafted free agents as well. You know that. Rosters are at 90 guys, and they're going to fill just about every one of them up. They usually leave a few positions open because they have tryouts in another weekend or two from now, in which they bring a couple. They leave probably 2-3 roster spots open, get to 88 players. And then they hold some tryouts and give, you know, 2-3 guys a shot to prove themselves one last opportunity. So we're getting to that point, but who knows here? Hopefully we're going to be talking to Andrew Garda after the next round. But Nate Palmer. I don't have a whole lot for you on Nate Palmer. Obviously not one of the top rated guys here. I'm not even know if we listed him or not in our Cheesehead TV draft guide. But I did find his profile, NFLDraftScout.com. And I can give you just a little bit of information, at least on his pro day and his numbers. This comes from NFLDraftScout.com. Nate Palmer, he is 6'2" and 248 pounds. He's one of those outside linebacker, defensive end hybrids. He's rated as the 51st outside linebacker in this year's draft class, number 51 overall. And the overall, they have him as the 593rd player overall. Now, I mean, that's you get to that point, and I don't know if there's a whole lot of difference between number 250 and number 500 and 93. So, I mean, take that for what you will. Here's what I have on him. His 40-yard dash he did in 4.70 seconds. And by the way, he's from Illinois State. And so he attended Northwestern's pro day. From a small school going to a big school where he's kind of performing in front of scouts. 4.70 seconds in the 40-yard dash. That's pretty darn good time for a guy of his size who's, 200 and almost 250 pounds. He put up 20 reps on the bench press. And then a vertical jump of 35 1/2 inches, a broad jump of 10 feet 5 inches, a short shuttle of 4.37 seconds, and a three cone drill of 6.98 seconds. So there you go. Those were his pro day numbers. Not bad. Not elite. But obviously a guy they hope is going to come in and compete. He did, according to this article here from the Chicago Tribune that I read, came in for a visit, his one and only visit with an NFL team, came in and met with Packers outside linebackers coach Kevin Green. So there must have been... They must have hit it off. In fact, here's a quote from Palmer, as quoted in a Chicago Tribune article published just, it was published this morning, in fact, written by, where we go, is it Fred Mitchell? And this is a quote right here from Palmer, quote, "The visit with the Packers went real well. They got a chance to get some medical things cleared up. I got a chance to meet with Coach Green and just talk about football and life. I'm more comfortable in a 3-4 scheme, but I have played regular linebacker in a 4-3. It would just be knocking the rust off. It wouldn't be all new to me, end quote. So there you go. Didn't say a whole lot there, but anyway, outside linebacker project. The good thing for Nate Palmer is it's a situation, as me and Max talked about, with not a lot of depth. There's only three guys really who because Eric Walden and because Frank Zombo left in free agency, that the only guys left are Clay Matthews, Nick Perry, and Desmond Moses. Now they do have one more guy, they had him in the practice squad last year. If somebody really wants to look this up and put his name on the live blog, feel free. This guy's a long shot at best. I mean, obviously they signed him to a contract. They think he's got some talent, but, so to my knowledge, there's four outside linebackers currently on the roster, only three of whom have actually played in an NFL game. And, so Nate Palmer steps into a good situation. You can bet the Packers aren't done at that situation yet. Maybe they're done in the draft, but they're going to take somebody in, undrafted free agency. They're going to add somebody else to just fill out the 90-man roster. Who knows? Maybe they find another Desmond Moses, you know, the undrafted free agent from last year. Maybe they strike it rich again and find another good guy there, a guy who can, step in, earn a spot, maybe be a special teams player, things like that. That's where he's probably going to have to make his mark, at least to begin with. But, sounds like a project here, but maybe a promising one. We'll see. All right, folks, I'm going to back out here once again as the seventh round kind of gets ready to begin here. Who knows? Like I said, maybe the Packers move up once more. We'll find out. But regardless, I'm going to want to touch base with Andrew Gard at Radio City Music Hall next. So stay tuned for that. I leave you today, or leave you now, with a song called Nemo by Umphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. Go Pack, go.